Guess who gets to choose which laws to obey? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Should bailed-out bankers be punished? In the UK, the answer is yes. The British government slapped an immediate 50% tax on bankers' bonuses yesterday. How difficult was it? Let's ask Megan Murphy, banking correspondent for the Financial Times in London.
It's immediate as of yesterday, as of when Alistair Darling, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, got up to speak over here. It became effective.
That's it. And there are no loopholes.
Yeah, it's a different system over here.
It sure is. Here in America, we have regulations too, but with one important difference. Our banks can just opt out. According to McClatchy newspapers, one of the reasons stock fraud spread like the flu was that enforcing the laws against it would have inconvenienced some very big companies like Bank of America, Citigroup, and AIG. Firms were caught manipulating research and marketing securities improperly, but they were allowed to keep selling stock by arguing that the law is too old. They applied for waivers on the grounds that because the securities law was written in 1940 and is almost 70 years old, it would impose an undue hardship. And the waivers were granted. It would be like the speeder telling the cop, "Officer, you can't ticket me because I do this every day. It's how I get to work on time." Come to think of it, why should this concept be limited to banks? Why can't the rest of us opt out of old laws? In 70 years, we could drive with cell phones again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.